The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. On this 29th day of March, 2012, going to the callers that have been holding on for damn near forever, Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
John.
Yes.
Is your name on Morris G's list?
I am number 33 on his list, yeah.
And it's I'm jealous. I'm not on there.
Well, Ken, go yell nasty epitaphs at people in Houston, and you'll probably get on it. I don't know.
Hey, do you know who Robert Grodin is?
Robert Grodin. I know the actor named Charles Grodin, but not this
no,
guy.
No, Robert Grodin has written some books and videotapes about JFK.
Hmm.
Anyway, he goes down to the grassy knoll and he sells his tapes and DVDs.
I think I met that guy in Dallas.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said if you hunt Robert Grodin on the internet, he's got 81 tickets the city has given him, and the judge is throwing every one of those out. He's been arrested twice, so he sued the city, and it's going to federal court on 9 May.
Okay. And
people want to go down there and join him.
Okay, so, all right. So, Ken, I'm missing the point of why we need support here for this guy's getting tickets. What was he getting tickets for?
I don't know. They're just harassing him.
Okay. All right. I'll look into it. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Colin in California. Hello, Colin.
John?
Yes?
What a circus that was.
It was at times entertaining if the subject matter wasn't so sickening.
Yeah, did you notice how they're saying Congress's intent? Congress didn't even read the damn bill.
That's exactly.
They couldn't read the bill. And here these justices are like, Congress had this all thought through.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even read the thing.
Well,
and then you notice the other justice has said, you expect us to read all 2,900 pages and vote on it line by line? Even they're admitting they're not going to read the entire thing. So if they pass it, you know what a big farce the whole law system is.
Well, and they could have summed this up very simply and shut this down 2 days ago by just simply saying, look, it's not constitutional that the government orders somebody to contract. You can't do it. End of story. Get out of my court.
Yeah,
that would have been.
I just had to call in and say this was such a friggin' circus.
Well, and most people see this is one of the few cases that I have ever witnessed that you actually you could hear it live, but I didn't have 3 days to spend in front of the computer to hear it. So I thought that by at least the third day of the closing arguments that would kind of give you a synopsis and a better view of what was transpiring. And I don't ever remember the Supreme Court allowing live broadcast of their proceedings before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I feel better now that they're going to shoot it down. I made that prediction last week that they will pass it most likely because it applies to the U.S. citizen, which is their property, basically.
Colin, hang on 1 second, because this is the point that I wanted to make yesterday. The way to approach this would have been, and what citizens are going to be compelled to do this? Hold on, we'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Colin, the approach I would have taken to this case would be exactly what you suggested. Who does this law apply to? Citizens of the United States? Or is this apply to the citizens of the United States of America?
Exactly. Well, the public has no clue as to the difference of either. They don't know there is two. So
well,
that's our big problem.
Yeah, it is. Because, well, you know, this is old and moldy and dusty, and, well, these justices didn't have anything to do with Reconstruction and all of that stuff. But this is where the country was flipped, and a lot of people don't know about it. They don't know that their status was flipped, and they became citizens of the United States rather than, here go the FBI, I'm going to use that word, sovereign citizens of their respective sovereign states.
Yeah, but to me, anybody with a brain has got to ask themselves, wait a minute, how are they doing this such things? This is totally obviously unconstitutional. If I'm free, that means nobody can dictate to me what I can and can't do unless I'm harming another, if they have any kind of clue to our nation's history. But they don't. I mean, I look around and I think, man, we are literally a nation of walking zombies that are clueless, thanks to your government educational system.
Well, and
we should be able to assume on that fact.
Yeah, well, you heard in that exchange when they were talking about this law being a statute. And here's the problem with statutes. This is something that they've cooked up. They're codified laws or statutory laws. Where does it fall under? Well, this particular one, it fell under the Commerce Clause. And they even bastardized this thing. The Commerce Clause was enacted for one reason and one reason only. And that was to get goods and services and the flow of money going back and forth across state border. It wasn't the open door for the Fed to walk in and take over and then start to make law under commerce. And they thought, well, here's a nifty little thing. Just like executive orders are used by the president to circumvent, you know, what did Obama just do a couple of weeks ago with the DREAM Act? It got stalled in Congress. They were trying to pass this statutory law, and they couldn't get it done. There was too much dissension, too much pressure from the people to their respective representatives in the District of Criminals. So they said, okay, the hell with it. So what does Obama do? He turns around by executive order and signs that very law into law, which isn't really law. But
people need to understand executive order. They need to run that through their mind. Executive order.
Exactly.
It only applies to the executive branch of government.
But in this grand democracy we have now, the executive is the lead. And what have they been doing? All sorts of unconstitutional things that haven't been brought to light and haven't been put to the constitutional litmus test. This case right here, this should energize everybody across this country. That look, you know, what's this stodgy old doctor, this old guy that's running for president? What does he keep saying? I've never voted for anything that was unconstitutional. That's why he had the name Dr. No around Washington, D.C. You know, here was one little lowly congressman that took his oath of office seriously, wasn't a traitor to the people of Texas, let alone the rest of the country, by taking part and voting on bills that came out of Congress. No, he said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, well, that's why people think that, oh, that's why they pound that we're a democracy, because they think that you can vote anything. And in a democracy, you cannot have a bill of rights because the majority can override it. You cannot have any property rights because the majority can override. That's why we're not a democracy. In a democracy, you cannot have a bill of rights.
That's exactly right.
That's what people don't think.
But you know what?
Anyway, John, I had to comment on the circus.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the center ring circus act, by the way. That's not in the outer ring there of the circus. That was main ring circus. You know, why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, and this is faded into the dustbin of patriot history, but what about the new States of America Constitution? It was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. Do you remember that one? On our bicentennial of this country, 200-year mark, 1976, they worked on this for about 10 years. Guy by the name of Tugwell, actually, and I hate to use political terms, but this guy was a left-wing loony. I mean, he was so far out of the box, he hated this country and he hated its constitution. So they got together, the Rockefeller Foundation funded this thing, and they were going to propose a new constitution. Really? What's wrong with the old one? Well, it wasn't working for the communists and the socialists and the ne'er-do-wells and everybody else. You see, you people in this country have too many rights that evidently you haven't been exercising because look at the trouble we're in. It's participatory. Their new state's constitution, so that we may join in common endeavors, welcome the future in good order, and create an adequate and self-repairing government, we the people do establish the new States of America, herein provided to be ours, and do ordain the Constitution, whose supreme law it shall be until the time prescribed for it shall have run. And here's the sections of this. And they call them sections, they don't call them amendments, because, well, amendments is usually thought of as being an amendment in an addition to the original Constitution. Well, their new state's Constitution, which they were really trying to push, And it was kind of like wagging it in your face the day this actually started to circulate in 1976. Freedom of expression, of communication, of movement, of assembly, or of petition shall not be abridged except in declared emergency. And basically, we've been in declared emergency bankruptcy since 1933. So, second of which, access to information processed by governmental agencies shall not be denied except in interest of national security. Folks, I'm talking about almost 40 years ago with this thing, that it was dreamed up. Now what are they using? Oh, well, government can't tell you anything because it's national security. But communications among officials necessary to decision-making shall be privileged. In other words, what are they doing right now? Well, you can't go out there and demonstrate in front of governmental buildings or some politician's office because that's privileged. Three, public communications, or public communicators, as they call them, may decline to reveal sources of information but shall be responsible for hurtful disclosures. Section 4. The privacy of individuals shall be respected. Searches and seizures shall be made only on judicial warrant. Persons shall be pursued or questioned only for the prevention of a crime. Whoa. Minority Report? Prevention of a crime. And what have we adopted? Preventative crime measures. You know, that's what a police officer does when he pulls you over to do his roadside interview. Driver's license, proof of insurance, registration. Do you have any drugs or guns in your car? Do you mind if I look? I don't know. Do you mind if I back up and run over your left foot? Anyhow. Number five. There should be no discrimination because of race, creed, color, or origin of sex. The courts of rights and responsibilities may determine whether selection for various occupations has been discriminatory. All persons shall have equal protection of the laws, and in all electoral procedures, the vote of every single eligible citizen shall count equally with others. Section 7. It shall be public policy to promote discussion of public issues and to encourage peaceful public gatherings for this purpose. Permission to hold such gatherings shall not be denied, nor shall they be interrupted except in declared emergency on a showing of imminent danger to public order and on judicial warrant. Section 8. The practice of religion shall be privileged, but no religion shall be imposed by some on others, and none shall have public support. Section 9. Any citizen may purchase, sell, lease, hold, convey, and inherit real and personal property and shall benefit equally from all laws for security in such transactions. Those who cannot, Section 10, those who cannot contribute to productivity shall be entitled to a share of the national product. Oh, yeah, that's called socialism. Yeah, I can't contribute, but hey, I got my hand out, man. I want my fair share of something I didn't put into the pot. Yeah. Those who cannot contribute to productivity shall be entitled to share of the national product, but distribution shall be fair, and the total may not exceed the amount for this purpose held in the national sharing fund. Somebody better call up the government because I think they ran over budget a few times. Remember what I said, folks, back in 1950, and this is after the accumulation and interruption by a damn depression, mind you. We fought World War I. We went through the depression, went through FDR, really was a card-carrying communist, folks, sorry. Went through the New Deal, went through the depression, went through World War II. We were gearing up, and I think, weren't we in Korea in the latter part of 50? But at any rate, in 1950, the national debt was $257 billion. In 2012, it is upwards to $16.5 or $17 trillion, with total liabilities, obligations, and everything of the federal government. It's only about $150 trillion, folks. We're in the money. We're in Ben Bernanke's helicopter. Throw some more, Ben.
Extend your life with Extendover. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. I'll take John here in a second. I just have a couple more of these. Hang on, John. Those that can't contribute to the productivity shall be entitled to a share. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. No property shall be taken without compensation. Yeah, that's pretty familiar. 13. Legislators shall define crime and conditions requiring restraint, but confinement shall not be for punishment, and when possible, there shall be preparation for return to freedom. What the hell does that mean? Could that be covering a mental institution? Remember what they did in Russia? What many judges have been proclaiming of people going into court and going, excuse me, what law am I under here? Am I in an equity court, or is this a court of law? Oh, you must be crazy. No. Judgey Wudgey, I'm asking you a question. How are you adjudicating this, and what is my standing in this courtroom? That seems like a reasonable question to me. No person shall be placed twice in jeopardy for the same offense. Section 15. Writs of habeas corpus shall not be suspended except in declared emergency. Well, they did away with habeas corpus as well. Section 16. Accused persons shall be informed of charges against them, shall have a speedy trial, shall have a reasonable bail, shall be allowed to confront witnesses or to call others, and shall not be compelled to testify against themselves. Wait a minute. What happens when you get pulled over by the police now? If they suspect you of drinking? We want you to blow into this box. Wait a minute, that violates my Fourth Amendment. You're either going to blow into this box or we're going to physically restrain you and take your property, namely your blood. But that's not, that's perfectly legal to give evidence against yourself. See, they tried different ways of doing that. Yes, if you refuse a breath, well, we'll just automatically suspend your license. Whether you were guilty of anything or not, just the mere fact that you said no, there was, you were being penalized. Well, see, that didn't quite work out. So now they just ignored all that. You know, this is for the safety of the communities. We think you might have been drinking. So would you please blow into this box? Well, no, I don't think so. If you think I'm drunk, book me and I'll get a lawyer and we'll go to court. No. We got the rubber stamp warrant here, right here, that gives us the right to take your personal property to prove that we're right. Forget your due process, bud. We're the police and we're here to revenue and do anything we damn well please. I don't think I ever told this story on air. Maybe I shouldn't. Ah, to hell with it, I will. But let me take this call from John in Michigan first. Hello, John.
John?
Yes.
Oh, good afternoon.
What'd you do? Are you mad at me? Did you throw the phone or what?
No, I was just on speaker, and I'm doing some work inside my home.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now I'm sitting outdoors in beautiful Antrim County with a clear sky and the sunshine.
Hmm.
I love weather modification.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get often the chance to... To hear you, I'm not near my computer, and of course, it seems like every time it's not often, but I hear Antrim County brought up, which is a wonderful thing because it's one of the most beautiful counties I've been to in the country. And
I don't bring it up because it's so beautiful. I bring it up because of the case that you kicked the UN's butt up there in Antrim County, and you went through the county council to do it.
Well, I like that part, and I don't want you to promote this up here too much. I think we have too many. And I'm just kidding, but we have a lot of people that love this area, even Michael Moore. And Tim Allen. But it works well. But people have to realize that they haven't gone out of the cockroaches are still there. There's a group, it's referred to as ICLEI, and those letters stand for something. They're an arm of the Agenda 21 program, and it's ICLEI.
That's okay, I-C-L-E-I. So why haven't you guys gotten together and run their little butts out of town?
Well, they're in Grand Traverse County, which is the next county over.
Okay.
And they have they also in Traverse City, which is a very nice city. And I'm working on exposing them for sure. But what they do is they set these groups up in areas where they take over regions. So they're influencing all these other cities in the region, like Petoskey, which is north, and Charlevoix. And you can see it with all of the different plans and programs that they have when there's development, such as roundabouts and just delaying development of any sort. Here in Antrim County, whenever there's a building permit pulled, the associations that are linked to ICLEI get right on the bandwagon to prevent development of any sorts if they can do it. And this is why I wanted to bring this up to you, that people just have to be vigilant and go to the root of the problem, the head of the snake. And that's in your boards, your county boards and your township boards are being facilitated and have made contracts with these ICLEI groups. Michael Shaw out of Santa Cruz has a lot of great information on what they've done there in Santa Cruz. And we use some of his information to help get this thrown out here in Antrim County, this wetlands ordinance issue. And be vigilant and do not believe anything that your commissioners tell you. And if you have roundabouts going in or any type of traffic calming, you have ICLEI in your area influencing your board.
That is the smart growth people.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, John, got a break.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, I wanted to mention that in anticipation of Obamacare being blessed by the Supreme Court, the Internal Revenue was getting ready to jump all over the health care issue. And what they were doing is they were going to add 4,000 agents and get $303 million for Obamacare. The Internal Revenue Service wants to add about 4,000 agents to hunt down tax cheats and still plans to spend $303 million building a system to oversee Obamacare, even though its future looks bleak in the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, didn't the United States Supreme Court rule that the IRS was unconstitutional? So how the hell is it still standing? And then they were going to have that little agency and its little minions going out and harassing you because, well, you weren't taking part in Obamacare. The new government accountability office review of the IRS in the 2012 tax return season and the taxman's fiscal 2013 budget request also found that the agency's customer service rating has slipped and 5.5 million returns were delayed a week because of a computer programming glitch. Like, the government can't afford good computers with good hard drives. The news isn't all bad, though. The March 20th report the GOA put out, GAO, I should say, the performance audit found that the agency has seen a steady increase in e-filings and had processed 68 million returns so far, a 3% bump. What's more, the IRS commissioner, Douglas Shulman, said that the American Customer Satisfaction Index for his team has jumped 73%. Ooh, double plus good. And he added that for every $1 spent on enforcement, the agency collects in returns of $4.30. What they don't mention in here, what they don't mention in here is 60% of the people in the United States don't file with the IRS. That's right. 60% of the people are not paying the IRS. Why? I think it had something to do with that constitutional thing. Yeah. So, Barry Sartoro, by way of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, trying to get her village of idiots to go along with socialism, fundamentally changing the way the government deals with the people. We have Obama, and this was not covered in any news agency that I have seen. Joe Miller penned this article for WorldNet Daily. And he was a nominee for 2010 U.S. Senate from Alaska. So I guess he was on top of the situation. West Point graduate, decorated combat veteran from the Gulf War, former judge, graduated Yale Law School, ad nauseum. At any rate, just wanted to give you a little background on who this guy was that penned this. The Obama administration, despite the nation's economic woes, effectively killed the job-producing Keystone Pipeline last month. Well, I'll leave that alone for right now. The Arab Spring is turning the oil production of Libya and other Arab nations over to Muslim Brotherhood, and we'll forget that one as well. Iraq itself is distancing itself from the U.S. Why? We only killed about 10% of their population. Why would they want to distance themselves from us? I'm sorry, maybe they weren't paying attention because they're still busy burying bodies over there that are dying from DU poisoning. I don't know, but maybe that might have something to do with it. So anyhow, Mr. Miller, aside from your cockeyed view here of the Middle East, this is the news that's worth reporting on. Part of Obama's apparent war against U.S. energy independence includes a foreign aid program that directly threatens my state's sovereign territory. Obama's State Department is giving away seven strategic resource-laden Alaskan islands to the Russians. Yes, to put the Putin regime in the Kremlin. The seven endangered islands in the Arctic Ocean and Bering Sea include one the size of Rhode Island and Delaware combined. The Russians are also to get tens of thousands of square miles of oil-rich seabeds surrounding the islands. The Department of Interior estimates billions of barrels of oil are at stake. The State Department has undertaken the giveaway in the guise of maritime boundary agreement between Alaska and Siberia. Astoundingly, our federal government itself drew the line and put these seven Alaskan islands on the Russian side. But as an executive agreement, it could be reversed with a stroke of a pen by President Obama or Secretary Clinton. Yeah, like that's going to happen. The agreement was negotiated in total secrecy. The state of Alaska was not allowed to participate in the negotiations, nor were the public given any opportunity for comment. The public wasn't even told. This is despite the fact that the Alaska legislature had passed resolutions for opposition, but the State Department is not paying any attention. The imperiled Arctic Ocean Islands, as they call them, include Wrangell, Bennett, Jennet, and Harrietta. Wrangell became became American territory in 1881 with the landing of the U.S. Revenue maritime ship Thomas Corwin. The landing party included the famed naturalist John Moore and its 3,000 square miles in size. Northwest of Wrangell are DeLong Islands, named for George Washington DeLong, the captain of the USS Jeannette, also in 1881. He discovered and claimed these three islands for the United States. He named them for the voyage co-sponsor, New York City newspaper publisher James Gordon Bennett. The ship's crew received a hero's welcome back in Washington, and Congress awarded them gold medals. Now, in the Bering Sea, at the far west end of the Aleutian chain, are Copper Island, Sea Lion Rock, and Sea Otter Rock. They were ceded to the U.S. in Seward's 1867 treaty with Russia. Now it's the time for the Obama administration to stand for the U.S. and for Alaskan rights and invaluable resources. The State Department's maritime agreement is a loser. It gives us nothing in return for giving up Alaska's sovereign territory and invaluable resources. Gee, I wonder if Ralph Winterroad is listening today. Can you go smack Joe Miller around, that first one to the Muslim Brotherhood and all that other stuff? Keystone Pipeline, oh yeah, good. Yeah, double plus good for America. Yeah, Canadian company, I think it was, to run a pipeline all the way across the United States to dump it down there in, what, Louisiana or something like that? Can't they run a pipeline across their own country? Can they do that? Don't they have ports on the West Coast? Well, because of the Exxon Valdez, maybe they don't want any, you know, transfer of oil to ship because it might spill or I don't know. But at any rate, and on the subject of energy, see, we got all the stuff we need here, folks. We have all the stuff that we need at our disposal. Who's selling off all this crude? Who the hell does it belong to? You want to scare the hell out of a corporation? Just mention the word nationalize and watch them turn white or green or whatever. Just watch them turn colors. I think Mexico got on a kick there for a while. They'd invite money into their country and go, oh, we're nationalizing. It's ours now. Lawmakers worry about East Coast refining capacity. We don't have enough refining capacity in here in this country for demand, but don't worry, President Barack Hussein Obama is going to solve our energy problems. Yeah, he's going to lower the price of gasoline. Sure he is.
Yeah.
With the East Coast poised to lose 50% of its oil refining capacity, three members of Congress on Monday worried that while the country itself is producing more of its own crude oil, it might grow more dependent on other countries for gasoline and diesel fuel. Well, okay, so Barack Obama's green energy thing fell on its face because it's too damn expensive. We try to make stuff in this country. We've got to compete against countries like China that don't have a standard of living. Well, they do, but it's nothing like what the United States built. Pennsylvania Congressman Pat Meehan hosted a panel of energy experts for a field meeting in Aston, Pennsylvania, on the Committee of Homeland Security. Meehan told two other legislators, Congressman John Carney from neighboring Delaware and Mike Fitzpatrick from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, peppered the experts with questions about fuel prices and logistics as well as national security. Two refineries in the Philadelphia area have closed in recent years, and a third is scheduled to close this summer. Brandon Wales, director of Homeland Infrastructure Threat and Risk Analysis Center, a unit of Homeland Security that analyzes the national threat to critical infrastructure, said his wait a minute here. I got one for the hit rack here, the Homeland Infrastructure Threat and Risk Analysis Center. Go look up Ben Bernanke and his funny money shenanigans that are a threat to this entire country and its infrastructure. Why don't you go arrest that guy? Are you too busy doing what? I don't know. That's the biggest threat I see to our infrastructure, to our way of life, and I do mean life in this country. He said there could be a shortage of some products in the region, like diesel or jet fuel, but his hit rack does not look at supplies of specific products. Now, Wales said this year there is an ongoing $10 million study into the vulnerability of pipelines such as the Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest product pipeline. Colonial, which can carry a half a million a half a million barrels per day of product from the nation's refinery hub along the U.S. Gulf Coast to New York Harbor, has been full up for several years. Its planned expansions will come online, but there is likely to be a gap between refinery closures and when expansions come online. Why would they be running a pipeline all the way up to New York Harbor? Isn't that where they ship the stuff out? See, in this country, folks, many people have come to believe that, the crude oil is, we're dwindling the supply of it. No, we're up to our eyeballs in it. Shale oil. Oil in the wells across Alaska. The Bakken oil fields. We've got Billy Clinton roped off the Rocky Mountains so we couldn't get at that low sulfur bituminous coal. We have made strides here. EPA, by the way, with new stringent guidelines, is going to threaten coal-producing power plants all across this country. I mean, they're putting the fix in on energy and supply. But the oil companies themselves, we knew this by their internal memos that we have seen back from the 70s, that they said in order to keep our prices up, we're going to cut back refining. And that's exactly what they've done. And every one of these mealy-mouthed, talk-out-of-their-side, their-face politicians, the Congress critters in Washington, D.C., every president, every Congress critter for the last 40 going on 50 years, we've got to do something about this dependency on foreign oil. Really? Really? All right. Nationalize the damn things. Watch BP pop inside out. Just watch them freak out at the very hint, like Maxine Waters. The clip I played yesterday said that, and she was dealing with the oil company executives, Exxon and whatever. Well, when we socialize, and she stopped right mid-term in the word socialize and stumbled for a meaning, that maybe we'll just take those things over and the government will run it. Now, that's fascism. She needs to get her stuff straight. If you're going to be a communist socialist, leave the fascist stuff alone. That's corporatism. You wouldn't know about making money if money was real, at any rate. Let me go back to the phones. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
I'm not sure if anybody's really getting the big picture here.
Of what?
Well, the biggest problem is this country has become a colony of Israel. The media is run by manifests of Israel, Wall Street, obviously, much in the same way that in the 1700s, we were a colony of Britain. And we're going to have to do the same thing.
Well, how do we get them the hell out of the country? How do we get them out of our government?
Here's the problem, is that there are too many folks in this country that allow themselves to be elected into the legislatures at every level who are in it for the easy money, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think awareness would be the hugest thing. But since the media is controlled mostly by manifests of Israel, that's going to be a tough nut to crack.
It is.
I love what you guys are doing. It's just that the message, it's going to be hard to get it out there.
Well, we've been getting it out there for going on 8 years. I've been talking about it for 20.
Perfect. And
until such time as we can get to everybody that we can get to, that's where we come in with trying to tap people on the shoulder and going, hey, do you really know what's going on? And like I've said before, the phrase that I use, people have basketfuls of questions, but they get thimblefuls of answers. Well, we can turn that around but they've got to be made aware. You know, we don't have the billions of dollars. You know, I'm not advertising on television to tune into this network. If I had that kind of money, trust me, there'd be a hell of a lot more people that were truly educated in this country.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's about all I have. And right. Both know that's the answer.
It is. Spread the word, Bob. That's the way it's been working. All right. Appreciate your call. Let me cover another Barry Sartoro issue, and this wasn't talked about in the news either. Kill that break. Thank you. You know, it makes me look stupid. Yeah, you're bad, but that doesn't matter because you see that mistake is halfway to Mars right now. Okay, it just passed Mars. You get it? Travels at the speed of light? Can't take it back? Yeah. Okay. Barack Obama, I have a more obligation to neuter America. Well, that's not exactly what he said, but that's what he plans on doing. And how's he going to do it? He actually plans to neuter America by unilaterally dismantling most of U.S. strategic nuclear arsenal. In fact, Barack Obama says that the United States has a moral obligation to disarm as we lead the way to a world without nuclear weapons. What did I tell you 15 years ago, folks? That through the United Nations, what was going to be demonstrated is police and the military are about the only guys who are going to have guns. Paid attention to the treaty that Hillary Clinton just put through the United Nations on these evil weapons. Yeah, the semi-automatics and all that stuff. But the last stage of this is only the police and military to be armed. And by the way, to show our moral courage, we're going to disarm. And that meant nuclear weapons as well. Now, sadly, a world without nuclear weapons is a fantasy that's probably not going to be possible anytime soon. Nuclear weapon technology is getting into more hands with each passing year, and geopolitical tensions are rising all over the globe. If the United States did not have nuclear weapons, anyone with just a handful of nukes would constitute a massive threat to the national security. An overwhelming strategic nuclear arsenal helps keep us safe because every other nation on the planet knows that it would be national suicide to attack us. And if you take that overwhelming strategic nuclear arsenal away, the entire calculation changes. And I've said this before, the reason why we've not had nuclear exchanges on this planet, folks, is because everybody would figure out, I mean, what was the mutually assured destruction? With Russia, they even if they did a first strike, we see the missiles coming. Guess what? Our missiles leave the silo. Yeah, we'd be blown off the face of the planet, and most of its citizens in the strike areas would be just about medium rare to well done. Yeah. The nuclear fallout would contaminate for a very, very long time. Yeah. Be real hard on the furniture and the animal life and human beings as well. That's why it wasn't such a good idea. Yeah, I'm going to blow you up, but I know I'm going to be wiping my own country off the face of the planet. These are some of the reasons why we've not had nuclear exchanges, even though we were the first aggressors with nuclear weapons. But Barry Sartoro, the little black commie that he is, oh, there I said it. Sorry. I guess that makes me not tolerant that I hate communists no matter what color they are. Many out there claim that even if the U.S. has only a few hundred nukes, that it would be more than enough to be an effective deterrent. No, that's not true. And I'm going to tell you why. Because these treaties, folks, that we have done, we had to verify where the missile silos were, the hardened silos. That was part of the negotiations with Russia. Remember years ago, you saw the pictures of the Russian generals over here symbolically with their hands on the plunger blowing up our missile silos? That was part of the disarmament treaty with Russia. Now, if an enemy knows that we only have a few hundred warheads, and if they know exactly where those warheads are and located for verification purposes is exactly what these treaties did, then a first strike would take out the majority of our operational warheads, and that becomes a very plausible scenario. This is why what Obama wants to do is so incredibly dangerous. If he reduces our strategic nuclear arsenal down to almost nothing, the odds of a nuclear first strike against the United States, someday they may go up dramatically. Now, this is what Fox News reported that Obama said during a speech in South Korea just the other day. American leadership has been essential to progress in a second area. And I'm quoting the president here. Taking concrete steps toward a world without nuclear weapons. Obama said yesterday during a speech in Korea, I believe the United States has a unique responsibility to act. Indeed, we have a moral obligation. Why the hell didn't he tell that to the Israelis? They got 400 nukes. I think North Korea's got a couple. But at any rate, they're just little slant-eyed, little round-faced, yellow-skinned communist over there, and I can go beat up on them. But I won't touch Israel. A moral obligation to do what? A moral obligation to weaken America or to neuter them? Neuter them? I mean, this is what the man's saying. He's further quoted as saying, even as we have more work to do, we can already say with confidence that we have more nuclear weapons than we need. Is that really the case? Back in 1967, the U.S. military had more than 31,000 strategic nuclear warheads. The START Treaty that was agreed to back in 2010 will limit both the United States and Russia to a maximum of 1,550 deployed strategic nuclear warheads. That represents a massive reduction from the height of the Cold War. Yeah, I guess so. Unfortunately, that's not nearly good enough for good old Barack Obama. Obama has instructed the Pentagon leaders to draft a plan that would unilaterally reduce the number of strategic nuclear warheads in the U.S. arsenal by up to 80%. The U.S. military may soon cut down to a level of only 300 warheads without requiring the Russians to make any additional cuts. So they have 1,550, we got 300. Think that's an imbalance? You betcha. Do you trust Putin, Vladimir Putin? No, I do not. Now, this is complete and utter madness. You might be scratching your head going, is this guy telling me the truth? Yes, I am. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McNierney shared his opinion of this disarmament plan with the Washington Free Beacon. He said, no sane military would condone 300 to 400 warheads for an effective nuclear deterrent strategy. Yeah, I'd agree with him. Sadly, we do not appear to have the same people running things at this point. In addition to the START Treaty, did absolutely nothing to address the overwhelming support. Driving me crazy in there, Manny. What? I know, you've got your head in the computer and you're not paying attention to the show you're producing. I'm beating you up pretty good today. You deserve it. At any rate. So, you know, I mean, folks, here's the man that couldn't repeat the oath of the office for presidency. He had to have it done in the rotunda there. Was there a reason for that? Is this guy really a communist? I know he wasn't born in the United States. We have laws against that. We got this little commie out of Chicago that's running things here in America right into the ground. Hell, he almost makes Santorum and the other characters almost look like saints. No, Ron Paul is. Hey, thank you all for being here today. We'll see you tomorrow. The next